Congressional Democrats are filling in the details of President Biden's coronavirus relief package. And one major idea is to send families $300 checks each month for every child in a family. If passed, this measure could cut the child poverty rate here in the U.S. in half. Joining us on Skype is Connecticut Democrat Rosa DeLauro. She's been advocating for this policy for almost two decades. And Congresswoman, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you so much. It's wonderful to join you, Tanya. It really is. Thank you.
Yes, well, let's start with the basics. How would this plan work?
Well, you know, first of all, let me just say this. The United States is exceptional and admired for so many reasons, but not about cutting child poverty, ending child poverty. And the child poverty issue has only been made dramatically worse by the coronavirus. So today, with the what we will finally do is to address this failure in the president's package, in the rescue plan. And this, the rescue plan is for 1 year, and it expands the child tax credit and work to cut child poverty in half. How does it work? In other words, we will expand the current child tax credit, because there is a current child tax credit. That is at $2,000. However, one third of children in the United States, mostly Black children and Hispanic children, have been left out because their families don't make enough money. They are rural families. Families on minimum wage, families of veterans, families which have a large number of children. So what the Family Act, which is part of the rescue plan, will do is to then include all of these children who are currently not eligible. Further, for children who are under 6 years old, it'll be $3,600 per child. And for those 6 to 17, it will be $3,000.
Well, let me ask you this. Yes, Congresswoman, the big objection to this is cost, more than $120 billion a year. This price tag actually gave Hillary Clinton pause back in 2016 when she was running for president, and she backed away from it. What are you hearing from other Democrats who are nervous about this cost?
Well, they're not. I mean, I don't know what gives you the impression that they are nervous. It's $117 billion. But when you take a look at being able to cut child poverty in half, providing families with the wherewithal to take care of their health care costs, their food costs, their housing costs, that, in fact, we are looking at something that in the long term is of a great benefit to the economy.
And let me ask you something else. I want to ask you one thing about one Republican, Senator Mitt Romney, has put forward a similar plan for cash benefits each month, but this plan would cut other social benefits like food stamps to pay for this. Are you willing to negotiate the details to get more support?
No.
No, you're not.
No, but I will tell you that I'm welcome, Senator Romney, to the conversation. And I think we need to, you know, to talk about what he's talking about. But the fact is that he is looking at his plan is said to cut child poverty by about 32.5%. But it appears that it costs less. Mm-hmm. And it only goes through 2025. Reports have said incorrectly that it is permanent. He caps the amount of money so larger families don't get the credit. So welcoming to the debate, but overall, because what we announced today was the introduction of the American Family Act, which would make what we're doing permanent. As I said, the president's rescue plan is for 1 year. We need to make this permanent. And if we do that, then we are really doing what Social Security did. Would anyone change Social Security? It lifted 90% of seniors out of poverty. This piece of legislation has the ability to lift millions of children and their families out of poverty. That's what the direction should be. We need to build that architecture for the future in lifting half of African-American kids, 40% of Hispanic kids, 40% of white children, 61% of Native American children, and also about 40% of Asian American kids as well.
Congresswoman, thank you so much. I appreciate this. You've been working on this for two decades, as we said. Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro, a Democrat from Connecticut.